Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, August the 26th. My, how quickly time has flown already on Friday, last work day of the week and the last full day of missions conference we have here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. We had morning services yesterday and today, and evening services both these days. And then tomorrow, on Saturday, just be only an afternoon service, and then Sunday, just a morning service. And so today's our last full day of missions conference, missions jubilee. My, how God met with us this morning. We're grateful and thankful that He did. Let me just tell you a little bit of what went on here in the house of God this morning. For those that may have missed it, we did air it live on the radio. But I realize when people get to testifying, you don't necessarily get to hear that. But Brother Joel Gray started us out with a good message this morning, preaching about the adversary, the devil, the attacks of the adversary is what he titled his message. And preached to us and warned us about the attacks of the devil. And then we had some singing, and God just got in the program. As I said, He interrupted our regularly scheduled program. And we just had some singing and rejoicing. Amen. Just a good move of God. People weeping and rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And then right in the midst of all that, we got the phone call that Brother Cater had got his report, and it was not a good report. And I'm not going to go into the details on the air today about that report, just that it was not good, and we are going to be praying for him. He's going to come tomorrow afternoon with the intentions of having all the men of God here to lay their hands on him, and we're going to anoint him with oil and pray over him that God might touch his body. And we may say more about that in days to come. But let me just say this, that in the midst of all that rejoicing, we got that really bad news, sad news, and discouraging news about Brother Cater's situation, and it was worse than we had thought it would be. And yet, God just kept sweeping through, and I'm grateful for that. Because I'll tell you, really, in reality, this world is just a temporary place. But the praises of God are eternal. Oh, yes. Amen. The praises of God are eternal. Since the morning stars first started singing together, I believe they're singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. All throughout eternity, we'll be praising Him and glorifying Him because He's worthy. Amen. He is worthy. And I'm so glad that He is. Amen. Glad that I know Him. Glad that I got to hear about Him. Glad that I got saved by the good grace of God. Then we did allow some missionaries. I think we had four this afternoon that are church planters, had two church planters and two in printing ministries. Let them tell about their work and just see the Lord bless in all that. And had a good meal. My, how our ladies have outdone themselves, and a good meal. We're looking forward to coming back in here at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll meet a little bit before that to pray. Let me encourage you, if you can find 1415 Island Ford Road. Very easily located right off of Penny Ryle Parkway or Interstate I-69 now. Exit 116. Right here, Penny Ryle Parkway. Take exit 116. We'll be 1415 Island Ford Road. We'll be here on the left, just about a quarter of a mile off of the interstate. Love to have you come and be in our services. As I said, we'll start up about 7 o'clock tonight. Lord willing, we're going to hear from about four more missionaries tonight, about 5 minutes each, telling us about their work. These are new missionaries that's not been here before, and I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to that. And then we're going to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Lord willing, I've got two preachers on my heart right now, as of right now, that I believe will be preaching tonight, and we're just looking forward to see what the Lord's going to do in all that. So if you can, help us pray towards that end. All right. Also, I'm going to start prayer requests now and get right into prayer time. Pray for our meeting tonight. And then, as I said, we've got Saturday at 3 o'clock service. And then Sunday morning at 10:20, we'll start back up again. And no service on Sunday evening. Pray for the missions conference. Sunday will be our faith promise, missions given Sunday. So pray for that, that God might bless it and use it for His glory and honor. You may have, if you did listen, you may have heard that we sang a song. We had a lot of congregational singing. That's just how the Lord moved in it. And we had a family from Mexico, Brother Troy White from Mexico, that their family came up and sang that in Spanish. Got to worship it in Spanish. I asked Brother quite after the service and after the meal, if it wasn't more natural for him now, all the years he's been in Mexico, if it wasn't just more natural for him to praise in Spanish than it was in English. He said it certainly was, that he almost got loose. Amen. Just praising God. Well, I'm glad God understands all that. Amen. And I'm glad every tongue ought to praise him, by the way. Amen. And amen. Well, prayer request time. All right. Do pray for Brother Cater Dockery. I mentioned him and his situation. He had a biopsy back on Tuesday, got the report today, and he needs our prayers. I'm just going to leave it at that. And then we may say more about that in days to come. We'll see. Also, Sister Elizabeth Rickard, she had emergency surgery on Wednesday and was in the hospital throughout yesterday. Got in last night in the services that Brother Ballou was just starting to preach when she got in. And then this morning back in the services, sitting in that easy chair, and even got up on the piano, played the piano for us. Amen. I appreciate that faithfulness and that determination and just the presence of God, the help of God in that. But she needs our prayers, and she recovers from the loss of that child and the loss of blood and the surgery that she just came through. Want to pray for that family, that God put his hand on them and help them. And then others around that we know about and people that we've heard request a prayer about, people that's traveling. My mom and dad are traveling back to Kansas, left out this morning, going back to Kansas. We got others that are leaving. I think Brother Sutton is headed back to Mississippi. And then we've got others that are leaving out. We'll be tonight, some in the morning, and just throughout the time here. Pray that God give them safety and all that as they travel as well. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Help us pray about this. Brother Kevin Franklin is back in the hospital and not well, and he certainly needs our prayers. He's over in Great Bend, Kansas, and want to keep him in our prayers. Pastor's there at Great Bend, and he needs our prayers for his bodily health and his needs. Would you pray for him as well? All right, Brother Gene Mathias with a cancer in his throat, and I understand they got it all, but he's still having trouble with his throat and his wife, the problems that she has. I want to pray for them. God touch and strengthen and help them and meet their needs. Brother Gish was here last night, said he'd be back this morning, wasn't here. I'm sure he's in a lot of pain. We want to remember him in prayer. All right. Well, I'm running out of time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for your love and your mercy and grace. I thank you for salvation, first of all. Thank you that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And not for my sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. I want to thank you that there is enough power in the blood of Jesus Christ to save any sinner that'll come to God through him. That can save every sinner that'll come to God through him. Lord, I want to thank you that you can save from any and every sin. There's grace sufficient. Father, I pray now that you'd help now in these special needs. I'm glad there's grace sufficient for this body as well. And I pray, Lord, you'd touch Brother Cater. Lord, I pray that you'd touch his family and those involved there. Father, I pray that you'd touch Sister Elizabeth Rickard and her body as she heals from that surgery and the loss of blood and then the fact that they lost a child. Father, I pray that you'd be with them, comfort and strengthen. There's not just body healing. There's mental healing and spiritual healing. And I pray, dear God, that you'd do that as is needful. And, Lord, you just meet the need. Help the family there as well, the little boy and girl and then the dad. Lord, meet their needs, I pray, for your glory and your honor. I pray, Lord, that you'd help Brother Gene Mathias and his throat and his wife, the problems she has. Lord, help them, touch them, and meet their needs. I pray, Lord, for Brother Gish again with that back and the pain that he's had. Would you help him? Father, I pray that you'd intervene in Brother Kevin Franklin. You know the case there. Would you intervene in his behalf? And would you work, dear God, in his behalf? Would you help us here, dear God, tonight as we come in, hear from these missionaries? I pray keep those safe that's traveling out, those that's traveling in. Take care of the different needs there. Help us in the money that we need. Lord, make it all work out for your glory and honor, and we'll trust you with it. Father, I pray that you'd bless in that meeting. Use Brother Ballou and the other preachers that may preach. Lord, use them for the glory of God. Touch them and help them, dear God. Then, Lord, I pray that you would help us right here on the broadcast. Use it for your glory. We'll thank you and praise you because we ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name, that name which every knee will bow before and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you for praying with us. We're going to be looking in the scriptures at Luke chapter number 11, as we have been doing. Luke chapter 11, verse number 1, and then going from there to Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and verse number 14. I've got two good songs lined up for you before we get into the scriptures, give you a chance to find your place. Got a good short song, a cappella. Both these songs, by the way, have a cappella singing. But the first one is by the Arnold and Roten family that I played yesterday and the day before on the broadcast. We're going to play them singing a good song, a cappella, entitled Someday. And then we're going to have our family sing, the Shepherd family sing, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. And this is not all the Shepherd family, it's just us guys. But I hope it'll be a blessing to you nonetheless. Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1, our Bible reading today says, And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. We're dealing with the fact that our Lord is teaching us to pray. My, what a prayer request, and what a needed prayer request that we might ask the Lord to teach us to pray. And as we're looking at these prayer secrets, is what we've called them, based on a book by Brother Guy King that was written back in 1940, and he preached a sermon, a series of sermons, seven sermons, on prayer secrets, is what he called it. And then he developed that into a book. He preached those sermons in 1939 and developed it into a book in 1940, published it with 26 prayer secrets. We're looking at those and using those as starting points and preaching to you these messages. This is secret number 15, and it's entitled The Secret Staircase. It's found in Song of Solomon, our verse of scripture that gets this title, Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, and verse number 14. The Bible says, O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. And we're talking about that phrase, the secret places of the stairs. Now, when I first saw that chapter heading and read what he had to say, it didn't seem to click with me until I realized the secret place is the prayer place. We talk about that quite often. Our Lord talked about going into that secret place and getting along with God. Well, our Lord is in the Song of Solomon talking to his bride, his beloved, and he's calling her his dove. We touched on this yesterday in our sermon yesterday, dealt with the first point, the stairs, the secret stairs, are mounted by a people with a secret name. And he calls them my dove. We looked at the intimacy of that name and reveled in it, to be honest with you, and enjoyed that. And we looked at the implications of that name. And it blessed me to see the characteristics of a dove related to the characteristics of a Christian. That one who is in love with Christ. That one who spends special time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today I want to move on to the second point of that and mention these stairs are mounted to a position of a secret refuge. Not only are they mounted by a people with a secret name, but these stairs allow us to mount to a position of a secret refuge. Probably all of us have read or heard stories about a mystery whose solution was found in a concealed button or a sliding panel, a secret staircase, or some other unsuspecting hiding place. Well, all this is very interesting, but don't forget that the Spirit has a secret refuge from the dangers of this old world. You see, our text from Song of Solomon reminds us that the beloved believer is in the clefts of the rock. Look what he said in our text. Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 14. O my dove, thou are in the clefts of the rock. Praise God. There's a familiar and favorite hymn that drives home this wonderful truth. It says, Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Amen. By the way, that's my favorite song. Amen. Rock of ages. Think about that cleft rock. That rock was riven for you and I. It's talking about the Lord Jesus. But I think about Moses being hidden in that cleft of the rock as well. But let me talk about that hiding place, that secret place that we can go to because we belong to Jesus. Amen. I want you to think about that cleft of the rock. First of all, I want to think about how that rock came to be cleft. That rock is Jesus. Scripture makes it clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 4, the Bible says, And did all drink the same spiritual drink? for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. Look at this phrase, and that rock was Christ. Jesus is the rock of ages. Amen. His death for sinners is typified by that smitten rock, and that was cleft that the life-giving stream of water might emerge in the wilderness, and our Lord was cleft that we might have that life-giving stream of His blood to wash our sins away. Look over at Exodus chapter number 17, verse number 6. The Bible says, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. You see, our Lord Jesus, His body was cleft upon that cross. And all those who hide in Him are eternally safe and spiritually satisfied. Hallelujah. These blessings come about by the second thing I want to talk about. They come about when this rock comes to be trusted. Think about how it came to be cleft. Think about how and when this rock comes to be trusted. You see, there's an Old Testament passage that uses this figure of a cleft in the rock. Teaches us how secure our secret refuge is in God. In this account, Moses is desiring to see God. Exodus chapter number 33. He's desiring to see God, and the preparation that God made to reveal Himself to Moses while still protecting Moses from instant death. Look at it in Exodus chapter 33, verses 21 and 22. The Bible says, "And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and," I'll underline this, "thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory pass by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." Amen. Now I want you to notice two things in this text. Moses was standing upon a rock, and yet Moses was hidden in a cliff of the rock. He was in the rock and on the rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what security that is to be on Him, and what a refuge there is to be in Him. Amen. And then we mount this secret staircase. It's not only mounted by people with a secret name, but this staircase is mounted for the purpose of a secret interview. Look back at our original text. Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse number 14. "Oh, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock. In the secret places of the stairs," look next, "let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice." Oh, yes. This touches, I believe, upon one of the most amazing aspects of the life of prayer. It's so amazing that it's well nigh unbelievable. This is the truth, that Christ not only allows us to come into His presence, He invites us to come into His presence. He commands us to come into His presence. And He empowers us to come into His presence. But here's the most amazing. He actually longs for, He actually desires for us to come into His presence. Oh, what a wonderful thought. That God actually wants to fellowship with you and I. That He actually wants us in His presence. That He actually wants to walk with us and talk with us and tell us that we're His own. Amen. Amen. Well, we know that it cannot be because of a personal attraction that's within us. It can only be because of the matchless, amazing, unmerited grace of our good God and great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Every saint that grasps this truth about Christ's desire to have us in His presence, we understand something about the amazing grace of God. But it's true. Jesus finds comeliness in our presence. Amen. He calls us His dove, and He says, oh, that I can hear you. Oh, my dove, He says, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. Israel was reminded of that in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 15. It says, only the Lord had delight in thy fathers to love them, and He chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. You see, God loved Israel not because they were perfect. They were very far from perfect. But He loved them because He was perfect. Amen. He loved them just because He loved them. For God so loved the world. There is no reason why God should have loved the world, but He does. Hallelujah. Amen. Now think about this fact with me, if you would. Just a moment. Help us. Let's try to grasp it. That every time we miss our prayer time, somehow God is strangely disappointed. God is grievously disappointed when we miss a time of prayer. Surely, if anything were calculated to keep us eagerly anticipating that time, it ought to be the remembrance of this marvelous love of our Savior, this remembrance, this marvelous truth that God longs to have us in His presence. And oh, when we're in His presence, we see Him as beautiful, the fairest among 10,000. Amen. But it's amazing that He sees us as comely as well. It must be the miracle of grace. Well, I've run out of time again. We'll have to pick this back up on the next broadcast. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I hope you've enjoyed this thus far. And thank you for listening. May God bless you.